Okay, let's get an update now from Georgia, where election officials are reporting more vote tallies. The latest numbers show that President Trump's lead among votes counted so far falling to below 14,000. The state's voting system implementation manager, Gabriel Sterling, said this morning that he is prayerful that all votes will be counted by the end of today. Joining us now is Emil Moffitt, reporter at WABE in Atlanta. And Emil, how many votes are still left to be counted, and how much has counting mail-in ballots helped close this gap for Biden?
Yeah, Tanya, we just got an update from the Secretary of State's office. 47,000 ballots, absentee ballots, left to count as of this hour in Georgia. So they're getting at it. It's taken a while, but it's happening. And what we've seen over the course of the last 24 to 36 hours is that all of these ballots that are still being counted are mail-in ballots, and those have favored the Democrat Joe Biden. So we have seen Donald Trump's lead in Georgia drop dramatically in the last 36 hours. As you mentioned, it's down to the last update, 13,220, the difference between the two candidates.
Mm. What are the counties that you're specifically watching?
We are watching Fulton, obviously, is the largest county in Georgia. It does lean Democrat very heavily in Fulton County. They have completed the counting in Fulton County, but they're still uploading those results to the Secretary of State's website, so they haven't necessarily all shown up. There's about 5,000 left to show up on Fulton's side, so that could even cut into the lead, the president's lead, a little bit more. We're also watching Chatham County, Savannah, which is also a Democrat-leading area. There are still 17,000 absentee ballots to be processed and scanned and counted and uploaded there, so that could be another area in which Joe Biden picks up some more votes.
Remind us briefly why Georgia is so critical to this presidential race right now.
It's critical not only because it's close, but because this is a place where Donald Trump won by 5 points 4 years ago. And now with a million new registered voters in the course of the last couple of years, it is become a toss-up state. And, you know, some of the president's advisors are saying that, you know, if they don't win Georgia, that could be the ballgame for everything. And so I think, you know, a win here for Joe Biden would pretty much seal the deal. And it would just be an incredible turnaround story in politics coming from 2016 to now.
Let's talk a little bit about litigation. A Georgia judge has thrown out this lawsuit from the Trump campaign that tried to invalidate some of these mail-in ballots, alleging that they came in after 7 p.m. on election night. Are we likely to see another challenge in the state? And if so, on what grounds?
I would imagine we may see some more legal action based on the extreme close nature of this race. But quite frankly, it's going to have to be on process more than the laws themselves. This is a state with a Republican Secretary of State, a Republican-controlled state election board, and a Republican legislature. So as far as the laws go, there's not really a lot for Republicans to complain about. They're going to have to go after, as was mentioned in this lawsuit, which was dismissed this morning, the process of actually handling the ballots and what the process is going as far as handling those ballots that were received before and after 7 o'clock on election night, which is kind of the deadline and the line of demarcation for what ballots are going to be counted and what are not.
Georgia law allows for a recount at fewer than 0.5% difference. Is the Biden camp preparing for a legal fight, too?
I think that, you know, they definitely could be. You know, this race could come down to just a couple of thousand votes, well within the margin. So I think no matter what happens in this state, no matter who comes out on top when all the votes are counted here in the next day or two, I think we could see a recount definitely is something that both parties would like to challenge. Depends on who comes out on top.
30 seconds I have with you. What's the latest on the Senate race there between Republican David Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff?
It is looking more and more like a second Senate race in Georgia will go to a runoff in January. David Perdue has just dropped below the 50% mark, which you're required to attain here in Georgia to win an election. And so John Ossoff, the challenger, is hoping to get into that runoff in January, which could very well determine the control of the U.S. Senate with two races here in Georgia.
That's Emil Moffitt, reporter at WABE in Atlanta. As always, thank you.